You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Narayan Sakar Hari alias Bhole Baba, the preacher at whose satsang more than 110 people died during a stampede in Hathras district on Tuesday, continues to remain at large, the Uttar Pradesh police said. Deputy Superintendent of Police Sunil Kumar said Bhole Baba could not be found after the Uttar Pradesh police carried out a search operation at Ram Kutir Charitable Trust in Mainpuri district in search of the self-styled godman, who held a satsang in Hathras where a stampede took place claiming the lives of 116 people. The Indian Army and Jammu and Kashmir police averted a major mishap after a bus carrying pilgrims of the Amarnath Yatra lost control on National Highway 44 in Ramban district on Tuesday. The bus, which was moving from Amarnath to Hoshiarpur, reportedly suffered brakes failure. The pilgrims were from Punjab. In a video that surfaced on social media platforms, many pilgrims can be seen jumping out of the moving bus. Another woman in West Bengal died by suicide after reportedly being flogged by a group of people over an alleged extramarital affair, amid ongoing outrage following the public flogging of a couple for a supposed illicit relationship in Chopra, Uttar Dinajpur district. News agency PTI reported, citing police on Tuesday. The latest incident took place in Jalpaiguri district, and police have arrested four people, including two women, in connection with the case. Tahira Kashyap hasn't had only red flags or green flags in her life. No, not even beige flags. Her actor husband Ayushman Khurana once confessed that he started off as a typical Chandigarh ka londa exercising casual sexism before he began dating Tahira and gradually evolved into a feminist man. His films like Vicky Donor and Shubh Mangal Savdhan demonstrate that. And so does the directorial debut feature of Tahira, Sharmaji Ki Beti. Jasprit Bumrah has received praise from all corners after playing a pivotal role in India's T20 World Cup triumph. Bumrah proved to be the MVP at the big stage for the Indian team to end their ICC title drought. He was the standout bowler in the tournament and performed consistently well throughout the tournaments. Whatever the conditions or situations were put in front of him, Bumrah raised his hands and stood tall against all odds. He finished the tournament with 15 wickets in 8 matches, but it was his economy which was mind-boggling for many after playing an entire tournament 4.18.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.